Welcome to the podcast, dude, episode 57. Today I'm talking about why people struggle with making money with podcasting. Title of the episode is why you might not make money with your podcast and what you can do about it. And I know it is possible to make money with a podcast. It's been done before. I've seen people do it. I've done it. But a lot of people struggle with this, with making any kind of money. And so I was thinking about that because that's something I do, thinking. It hurts sometimes, admittedly. It's not a comfortable thing to do, but I like it. So there are a few reasons why people struggle with making money with a podcast. I think the biggest two. First, a lot of podcasters don't actually have a plan for how they can make money outside of maybe selling ads, which brings up the second problem, which is most podcasters don't have a big enough audience to sell ads, and they struggle to get new listeners. I was doing some research this week, and I was—I forget what I was looking up. I was looking up how people are making money with podcasts, but I came across some research. It basically said that podcasters right now are pretty happy with the tools that they have for both recording and producing shows, tracking metrics, and all those kind of things. But what they're not happy with is getting new listeners, getting new audience members, getting more fans, getting more attention. So they're struggling with that. And those two things are tied together. You know, you can't sell things or you can't make money if you don't have people paying attention to what you're doing. So today I wanted to talk about that and talk about some ways that you can make money with a podcast while still growing an audience large enough to make more money, to have it actually make a real difference in your bottom line. Because podcasting is time-consuming and expensive. So, welcome to The Podcast Dude, episode 57. My name is Aaron Dowd. Glad you're here today. Hope you're having a fantastic Monday, if you're listening Monday. If it's not Monday, I hope you have a good day anyways. Let's do a show. Okay, I should introduce myself. Hello, my name is Aaron Dowd. I am 30 years old. I'm the podcast editor for the Sean West Network. I've been helping people produce and edit podcasts for several years now. It's kind of been my full-time job. I'm really, really passionate about it. I love talking to people about podcasting. I love looking at different problems related to podcasting, talking about them, trying to brainstorm, interacting with people who love podcasting too. It's become my world, and I'm really, really glad. And I'm here to help you make a better podcast. That's why I do this show. That's my mission. That's my purpose. So, because the question, you know, how do I make money with podcasting, comes up so often, I'm going to talk about it again today. So, why do people struggle with making money with podcasting? Well, I had a conversation in the community, which is the chat app that we use at Sean West. And talking to some of the members this morning, and I asked them, you know, how do you guys make money with podcasting? Who's made money with podcasting, and how? And one of the community members, Kyle Adams, he asked me originally, what was the original question? Because it was good. We had a good conversation about it. Okay, yeah, he had asked, is it okay to determine that a podcast will not make money but will instead be a marketing tool? Like he said, example, Twitter or Instagram. And I said, aha, exactly. A marketing tool for what? And Kyle said, whatever you're selling. Your topic is focused on making money directly from a podcast. I'm bringing into question whether that matters or not. And I said, this is important. This is important. You said, whatever you are selling. And that's the problem. Most people don't know what they're selling. They don't have a plan for something to sell. And that's an issue. And he said, he said, let me rephrase my question. Do you need to make money directly from a podcast? If it's not generating income directly, where does it land in the sales process? And why should it remain a priority? And I thought that's a great question. And Sean just went ahead and spoiled the whole episode in the chat right now. He said, a podcast is an acquisition channel. I'm just kidding, Sean. It's fine. No, that's really, really important. That's really, really important. Talk about that more in a second. I want to start off by saying that something that I had a conversation with Sean recently. We have a network. We produce 4 shows a week. And we were talking about this question one day, a couple weeks ago. He said, we do a lot of podcasts, but you know what? People don't really pay for podcasts. People people aren't used to paying for podcasts. A podcast ad company recently called Midroll, they launched a podcast app called Howl, which they've referred to as like Netflix for podcasts. And the problem here, and it's an interesting idea, and they've got Mark Maron on board, and they charge like, what, $5 or $6 a month, something like that. The problem that they're going to run into is that most people are used to podcasts being free. You hear podcasts and you think, here's a free thing that I get to download and listen to, and I don't have to pay money for it. People think podcasts, and they associate that with free content because that's the way it's always been. What's really interesting to me is that people are still willing to pay for audiobooks, you know, Audible. I've got an Audible subscription. It's $15 or $24 a month for one or two audiobooks. Love it. It's so good. So there are people willing to pay for audiobooks, even though it's basically the same thing. I'm sure there are differences, and writing a book is obviously a lot harder than making a podcast. A lot more thought goes into it, editing, production, all these things. But still, you're still just listening to an audio file on your phone. So the difference is in perception. These people who are paying for audiobooks perceive audiobooks as something valuable, worth paying money for. And the people listening to podcasts see a podcast as something that is free. So if you start, so the problem then is, like, if you start asking, okay, how can I sell my podcast? That's an uphill battle. It really is. And there are some ways to actually sell a podcast, and people are going to do it. Like, I really believe that more and more people are going to start doing this. And I think it'll take time, but I do think people will start paying for podcasts. But I actually think the way around that is, like I said earlier, is to think about what people find valuable and then sell them something else. You don't have to call it a podcast, but if you're going to prepare something valuable that people want, you have to think about, you know, what is that? Is that like an ebook that you read out loud? Are you going to like record a mini audiobook? Are you going to make a course? Anyways, jumping ahead of myself. None of this matters at all. None of this matters at all if you don't have an audience. To make money with a podcast, you have to have an audience. It doesn't have to be a huge audience. You know, we're talking, you can make money with just a few hundred people if it's the right few hundred people. You can make money with a few thousand. If you're lucky, you'll get 10,000, 15,000, 20,000, maybe 50,000. Really, I think only the really big, big podcasts, the successful ones, people who are the podcasts that have teams that work on them full time, get into the hundreds of thousands of people. But anyways, those people aren't listening to podcasts. I'm talking to you. You're a small podcaster. We're talking hundreds, thousands of people. And the truth is, some people, and I'm talking about celebrities here, they can launch a podcast and instantly start selling ads against it. But this isn't the case for most of us, for most podcasters. You probably don't have thousands or hundreds of thousands of loyal followers online, and you're not going to grow an audience that size overnight. So if selling ads is your only plan, the only thing you've thought about when it comes to making money for your podcast, what are you going to do in the meantime, in the time between now when you only have, you know, 100 listeners or a couple hundred listeners or 1,000? What are you going to do between now and that future that you're hoping for when you have thousands or tens of thousands of listeners? And what are you going to do if those thousands of people never show up? Or what if it takes 5 years? So there has to be a change in mindset here. So many podcasters aren't asking the right questions. If you want to make money, you have to ask, what are people willing to pay for? And that leads to the question, what do the people listening to my podcast want? And just as an example, I was talking before the show and I said, I've made money with podcasting. I was joking. I said, I've made money with podcasting, but I think I spent it all on coffee. Because I've had, it's either 3 or 4 cups of coffee this morning, which might be a little bit excessive. Maybe it's a problem. I don't know. I'm not super worried about it. Anyways, Eric in the chat said, you should start a coffee podcast. And actually, I have a friend, Joe Darnell, who already has a coffee podcast. And dude, I'm sorry, but I forgot the title of it. But I was like, okay, this is actually really interesting. So let's say that I'm going to start a podcast about coffee. Well, then the first two things I think about, why would someone listen to this podcast? And how could I make money with this podcast? And it's true. I love coffee. I could start a podcast about coffee just because I like it, but that would be more of a hobby. And I tend to think of podcasts as part of a business. So this podcast is part of my personal business, which is helping people make podcasts. I don't necessarily just do it for fun. I mean, I enjoy doing it, but it also has to be something that supports me so I can pay bills, things like that. So back to the coffee podcast. Well, instantly I thought, okay, why would people want to listen to a podcast about coffee? Well, they want to learn what the best coffee is. They want to learn how to find good coffee. They want coffee that's better than the coffee they're getting right now. Okay, so what could I sell that would help them reach that goal? Instantly, it was like, well, I could sell a curated guide. Like, here's a PDF of the 10 best affordable coffee roasters, you know, where to find best coffee, how to store the coffee. There's all kinds of things. So the problem with podcasting is it's only if you're thinking about what you want. It's like, well, I just want to grow a bunch of a big audience. I want a huge audience and I want to make money and I want to sell some ads. Well, it's not a bad thing to have goals, and I think you should. But if you want to make money with your podcast, you need to treat it like a business, which means you have to consider and think about what other people want and what they'd be willing to pay for. So asking the question, what does my audience want, will help you shape your content to be more appealing to them, but it'll also generate ideas for additional streams of revenue. So I was thinking back, I've got a friend, Joe, who does freelance photography. And I haven't seen this. I've known this guy for 12, 15 years. Used to play basketball with him in junior high. He's a cool dude. Great photographer. So I haven't seen him in years, except occasionally running into him across town. Like, we'd both be at the same restaurant. We'd say hi. But he hit me up on, I think it was Snapchat the other day, weirdly enough. And he said, let's grab lunch. So, okay, cool. So I met him and we grabbed lunch. And he was talking to me about his business. He says, I'm doing some freelance photography stuff, but I'm really struggling with it. I'm having a hard time finding clients. And I thought, oh, well, that's really interesting. Like, what are you doing for clients? What are you good at? What do you like to do? And he says, well, I've been working with some clients, like some restaurants, shooting some product photos. I really like doing landscape. I'm really good at that. And I said, okay, that's really cool. So you need to curate your website to attract these kinds of clients. Make sure they know that you're good at this. This is what you specialize in. Because right now he's just got a bunch of like portraits and just random stuff. You wouldn't know what he was about if you went to his site. Something else I noticed when I was hanging out with him, he's really obsessed with growing his Instagram audience, which was a little bit strange to me. It's fine, but so here's the thing. He wants more paying clients, but he's not really sure how to do that. So he spends all his time trying to get more followers. So he's trying to grow an audience. But the way he's doing this is by very shallow engagement. Like he was even testing out this service that automatically likes and follows and unfollows other people. And he's like, and I was like, why would you follow someone and then unfollow them? He's like, well, because then they see that it shows them that you followed them, but it doesn't show them that you unfollowed them. And I was just like, oh man, no, dude. No, he's like, yeah, and then you can, like, they'll see your profile and see that you follow them, and then they'll check out your link and maybe go like some of your photos. And I'm just sitting here like, what a freaking waste of time. Like, what a waste of time. These people, what, they're gonna like put a star on your pretty picture? No. No, the problem isn't that he doesn't have enough attention, is that he doesn't have a plan for what to do with the attention that he already has. He has no plan. He's not directing the attention that he's getting towards his paid products or services. He has, well, here's the other thing. I was like, dude, you should be teaching. You should be sharing what you've learned about shooting photography and how you think about it. He's got a great eye. I'm like, you can be talking about this stuff. He's not doing that. He's got services, like he'll shoot photos for you, but he doesn't even have a page on his website where he explains the clients that he wants to work with. So he's not directing, he doesn't know what to do with the attention that he's getting. This is the problem that so many podcasters have. I know what to do with the attention I'm getting, but so many podcasters don't know what to do with the attention that you get on your show. So you do, if you want to make money and not just have your podcast be a hobby, rather more of a business, you have to focus on what your audience is willing to pay money for. So I'm proposing here, the whole point of this episode, I'm proposing that you start thinking about ways to use your podcast to direct your audience towards paid products that they're actually going to find valuable and want to pay money for. This could be things like courses, books, consulting time, your services, your business services, or even like special experiences. You know, I think bands could start podcasts to grow closer with their fans and then also to get more people to come out to their shows. So do you, as far as consulting, I think that's a great thing too. Do you know something that you can teach to someone else to help them make some money or save time or get to become a person that they want to be? Like that's, you can offer consulting time. That's super easy. Affiliate marketing, another great way to make money. Like if you're going to be recommending any products or services on your podcast, then set up some affiliate accounts. Amazon's really easy to do this, but many other companies offer affiliate accounts as well. So I signed up a long time ago. I signed up for an Amazon affiliate account, which means that I get a special URL for any products that I recommend, paste it into my show notes. Someone clicks on that link. They go to Amazon. They buy the product. I get a 4 or 5% cut from that sale. Doesn't cost the audience anything extra, but I make a little bit of money at the end of the month. I get a gift card from Amazon. So, and if you're using a Mac and you sign up for an Amazon affiliate account, there's an app called Affiliate that you should check out. And I'll include this links to this stuff in the show notes, thepodcastdude.com/57. But you buy this app and anytime you go to Amazon in your web browser and you copy a URL, it automatically adds the little tag that you need to the end of the URL, which tells Amazon that you sent somebody to their site. So it's just like super fast to copy links all the time. Make some extra money, $100 a month, $200 a month, whatever. And then, you know, check to see what other companies offer affiliate programs and sign up. These things start off small, but they add up over time. And if you're going to be recommending products and services you use and love anyways, then it's an easy way to make a little bit of money without costing your listeners anything. And then also start, Ashlyn says, that sounds shady to me. Hopefully you're not talking about the affiliate links. You're talking about how my friend does Instagram. Super, it's just super dumb, like just such a waste of time. But people, for some reason, people are obsessed about getting like huge numbers. That's a whole different show. Huge numbers. No, if I don't want a million people who don't care about podcasting to follow me on Twitter or listen to my show. Like, who cares? I'm not going to have anything valuable to say to them. They're probably not even paying that close of attention. Anyways. So also start thinking about how you can repurpose the most valuable content that you've created on your podcast into a different medium that people are willing to pay for. So I was talking about this earlier with audiobooks and podcasts, how people are willing to pay for audiobooks, a little bit less so for podcasts. So you can repurpose the content that you've created on your podcast. This is why I'm really happy that I write show notes. I write a blog post in advance. And then I'd record it. That's what I'm doing right now. And I elaborate a little bit. But then I can go back later, pull out my most popular episodes, see what people are listening to, and then create a video or create a course. And Sean McCabe, my friend Sean, did this recently with the book he wrote in July called Overlap. A lot of it's original, but he started off by writing all these ideas down and then doing podcasts about them. And over time, writing them, rewriting them, revisiting them, he developed this material for this book, ended up being, was it 80,000 words, 100,000 words, 75,000 words, thousands of words. And he wrote it all in like two weeks. Insane. Good focus, Sean. I'm applauding you right now. Overlap, 75,000 words in 2 weeks. Overlapbook.com. Go check that out. That's a book for people who want to get out of the day job and get into work that they actually really enjoy. Super good book. Okay, I'm doing this myself. I'm making, actually, as of right now, the video guy for the Sean West Network, Corey McCabe, he is on his Harley driving, I don't know if he's on 35 or on the back roads, driving up from San Antonio to come help me shoot a video course for the next 2 weeks. So I'm super excited about this. It's going to be called Successful Podcasting. It's everything I've learned about podcasting in the past 2 years. And it's a lot. There are a lot of things. But I'm also going to be making a screencast series called Logic Pro X for podcasters, which is going to be using Logic for editing and production and everything I've learned about plugins and mixing and mastering and all that stuff. Big, big screencast series. And then I've actually finished a mini course called GarageBand for Podcasters. It's going to be included with the bigger course and also sold on its own, I think in the next month or two. We got to do all the back end stuff. Anyways, but as time goes by, I'm keeping my eyes open for other courses and products that I can create and sell to my audience. Maybe I'll do a screencast series about EQ and compression. Maybe I'll do an ebook about writing show notes. You know, who knows? Whatever people tell me, they'll find valuable. And people are going to tell you these things if you're listening and if you're asking. And yeah, does that sound like a lot of work? Yes, it has been, and it is going to continue to be a lot of work. But most businesses are. And it'd be nice if people just gave you money to do whatever was fun to you, but that's not the way the world works right now. Maybe it will in the future when robots take over our jobs, but that's not our current reality. So what you have to do instead is know who you're creating for, what they value, what problems they're having, and what they're willing to pay for. Then create a product and offer a service that will solve a problem for them. And this might be hard in the beginning if you don't have an audience, because you might not know what problems people are actually willing to pay for. So let me talk about the way that I started with all of this. I started by writing about the problems related to podcasting that I had figured out and solved for myself. And then I started doing research into what problems other people were having, what they were asking about online, what they were talking about. So this led to me writing some blog posts, which actually got me some client work. And then even more client work as I was writing more blog posts, you know, helping other people make podcasts. I was a full-time podcast editor before too long. And I was paying very close attention to the questions my clients were asking and the problems they were having. And a lot of the times, I would notice problems that my clients didn't even notice. So I started writing about those too. Then I started asking people what they were struggling with, which led to more clients, which led to more questions, which eventually led to this podcast and the course that I'm shooting video for the next 2 weeks. And this all took a couple of years to develop. So don't expect things to happen overnight. They're not going to happen within the first 12 episodes. So don't quit after 12 episodes. Don't be like everybody else. But if you want your podcast to be a part of what you want to do professionally, if you want it kind of to be like part of your business, it's important to keep your eyes open for questions your audience members or clients are asking, and then create content that answers those questions, helps them out. And to go back to the question that Kyle posed earlier, do you need to make money directly from a podcast? If it's not generating income directly, where does it land in the sales process, and why should it remain a priority? I'd say that if your podcast acts as an attention grabber, what did Sean say here? An acquisition channel. If it's bringing people in and growing an audience and making them aware of what you do and making them trust you and giving you an opportunity to sell some additional value to them, then you are making money with podcasting. Let's say you're a designer, you do a podcast about design. At the end of your episode, you should be telling people, look, if you have a design problem, if you want to collaborate, or if you need to hire a designer, go here, sign up, you know, fill out my contact form, get in touch with me. You should absolutely be promoting your other stuff. You know, if you're a band and you make a podcast where you interview other people, you should be promoting your merch. You should be promoting your upcoming shows. You should be trying to find ways to give even more value to people. And I didn't really even go into that much detail about ads or Patreon, but people, if you give people value, they're going to want to give back. They're going to be looking for ways to give back too. But you have to start from the place of wanting to give them something valuable, give them something that they want. So let's do a quick recap. Oh, I like this. Sean posted in the chat, Sean West Podcast, episode 213, sales is not a dirty word, why you need to learn to sell. You need to sell on your podcast. Yes. Yes, you need to sell. You also need to ask people for iTunes reviews. Holy crap. It amazes me how many people don't ask for iTunes reviews. That's a different show. Okay, so recap. So if you want to make money with your podcast, you need to first focus on creating something that people want. That starts by identifying the kind of people that you're making your show for. So know who you're making a podcast for. And people might not be willing to pay money for podcast episodes, but they will pay money for additional value, whether that's access to bonus content, ebooks, online courses, or other experiences. in order to make money, you first have to grow an audience. So you have to start thinking about the kind of person who would benefit from listening to your podcast. And you have to be able to answer the question, why would someone listen to this? What are they going to get out of it? To better serve and grow your audience, you'll need to push yourself to learn new things and learn new ways to share what you've learned. That means improving your writing and speaking skills, as well as your ability to create things like video. And yes, video. I've been talking about video a lot. It's already big. Video is already big, and it's going to get bigger. So start now. Start making videos, even if it's just with your smartphone. Start now, and you'll thank yourself in a couple of years. Next two weeks, I'm going to be shooting videos. Whew, it's going to be a lot of work. Okay, even if your podcast doesn't make you money directly through ads or Patreon support, if it's a marketing tool for directing your audience members towards your other paid products or services you offer, then you're still making money with podcasting. So, speaking of video, I mentioned that earlier. My next two episodes are going to be about the making of my first course, Successful Podcasting. So next week, I'm going to have Corey McCabe on to talk about how the first week went, you know, what I've learned, what's been going well, what hasn't been going well. And then the following week, I'm going to do a recap talking about basically the same thing. I'm going to talk about how the whole thing went, what I learned, what I'm going to do differently next time, and maybe just try to pull out some other lessons that I picked up along the way. So, successfulpodcasting.com. Yeah. Sign up for my, go ahead to thepodcastdude.com, sign up for my email list. Sean, we should have had a sign up for successfulpodcasting.com. Lots of things, guys. Lots of things. Oh, yeah. Well, okay, the review. I got to get to that. If you want to help out this show, there are a few ways you can do that. First, you can head over to thepodcastdude.com/iTunes. That'll redirect you to... You can head over to thepodcastdude.com/iTunes. That'll redirect you to the iTunes store where you can leave me a review. 5 stars would be greatly appreciated. Tell me what you like about the show. Tell me what topics you'd like me to talk about in the future. You could also send me an email, aaron@thepodcastdude.com, if you got stuff you want to talk about. Head over to seanwest.com/membership and join the Sean West community. This is a fantastic place to learn how to build and grow a sustainable business. Business, if you want to make money, you got to have a business. You got to treat what you're doing like a business. A lot of people think that selling is a dirty word. It's not. You can absolutely make a living doing something that you enjoy doing. But you're going to have to learn. You're going to have to learn all the steps. And I can speak from my experience, there's no better place to learn all that stuff than from hanging out in the community. People here are just fantastic, positive, encouraging. We have members from all different walks of life. So it's not just podcasters. A lot of you might know Sean McCabe as used to be a hand lettering artist. It's not just hand lettering artists. There's people here doing lots of different things, but they're all smart and they're all awesome. So seanwest.com/membership. You'll actually get access to live streams of the episodes on the network, which is really cool. You can interact and ask questions and get feedback and participate in like pre-show and after-show conversations. It's really great. Definitely worth it. And the price for membership, yearly membership, will be going up August 31st. So you'll want to jump on that now and lock in the current rate, because I think the rate's going to like triple. So it's a great value at the price right now. It's really good. So head over to seanwest.com/membership and check that out. Lots of good shows there too on the Sean West Network. Love everybody here. All right. I don't know where Corey is, but I don't think we have any questions. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Let's see. Where's my outro music? Thank you for listening. I really appreciate your time. I hope this was helpful for you. And I will see you next week, where I'll be recapping this exciting thing I'm doing, shooting a video course. Podcasters, gotta get out from behind the microphone and get in front of a camera. It'll be fun, I promise.